WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At the end of each year, rock critic Ken Tucker finds one or two albums he feels didn't get enough attention from a bigger audience. From 2007, that album is Sarah John's debut, Big Love in a Small Town. Ken says it's the showcase for what could be a major country music talent.
Never moved to the big old city like a lot of friends I know. Had my eye on something closer, not far down the road. Bucking hay on a flatbed Chevy, green eyes and a working tan. Just a few short years together and we ain't doing bad. We got a diesel.
Sarah Johns hails from rural Kentucky, and she co-wrote every song on her first album, Big Love in a Small Town. If that thumbnail sketch seems to put Johns in the same company as Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn, I should also throw in the detail that Sarah Johns is also a fan of Faith Hill. All of which means, on the evidence of this music, that Johns feels most secure when a fiddle and a steel guitar are helping her into the honky-tonk. But she also knows the value, both commercially and for the nourishment of one's soul, of a grand ballad. The result on John's album isn't a mishmash of influences, but a combination of consistency and eclecticism that's mighty impressive for a major label debut. That's Sarah Johns suggesting why it's sometimes a mistake to bail out of a relationship too hastily, not a sentiment you hear too much in pop music of any sort. Johns' album was released in early 2007. Its first single, The One in the Middle, only cracked the top 40 on the country charts. It should have been a much bigger hit. This is one reason country songs were invented. The One in the Middle takes a mildly risque image, applies some clever wordplay, and doesn't shy away from the emotions behind someone joking furiously but bitterly about being treated badly. Oh, and I forgot to mention that that song is not only clever, it's really catchy. For those of you with the memory, I'd say that's a song Roger Miller would have been happy to have written. It's always an achievement when you can unite low-down humor with high-flown sentiments. She does it again on a song called He Hates Me. This, too, takes a classic country songwriting approach. The verses begin with Johns exulting over a crush she has on a new guy, and by the time we reach the chorus and the second verse, she's coming on like the nicest stalker you'd ever take out a restraining order for.
I met a guy last night, and girl, I felt the earth move. If you'd have been there, I swear you would have felt it too. But I spilled red wine on
don't know what the only middling success of Sarah Johns' album means in a Nashville where, these days, you frequently get one shot at the big time and then you're out. I do know that she has a big voice that's also capable of intimacy and ambivalence. And she's got a songwriting talent that needs a second album, if only to prove whether or not she's got the goods to go the distance. Here's hoping her a very productive new year, for Sarah Johns' sake and our potential pleasure.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Sarah Johns' debut album, Big Love in a Small Town.